Ever wondered why some marketing campaigns soar while others flop, despite similar budgets? The answer lies not in creative brilliance alone, but in how companies use data to drive decisions. In today's digital landscape, marketing departments face unprecedented pressure to justify their existence through measurable results. Yet surprisingly, many still rely primarily on gut feelings when allocating millions in spending. This creates a widening divide between industry leaders and laggards. Companies like Best Buy survived fierce competition by analyzing customer data to identify high-value segments, while competitors like Circuit City disappeared. The most successful organizations have transformed marketing from a purely creative endeavor into a disciplined science, where decisions are backed by solid evidence rather than hunches. This doesn't diminish creativity. Rather, it focuses creative energy where data shows it will have the greatest impact. As Jeff Bezos noted, the key is to focus on the customer and work backwards using data. This philosophy has driven Amazon's remarkable growth and represents the core principle that separates marketing winners from losers in our increasingly competitive landscape. Marketing metrics are crucial for performance tracking across three key categories: financial metrics like ROI, non-financial metrics like brand awareness, and digital metrics like conversion rates. These metrics form an interconnected dashboard where improvements in brand metrics often predict future financial gains by several quarters. Industry leaders distinguish themselves through strategic budget allocation, prioritizing brand building and customer equity over short-term sales tactics. They invest in robust data infrastructure to better collect, analyze, and leverage customer insights. This creates a virtuous cycle where stronger brand equity and customer loyalty reduce acquisition costs while increasing lifetime value. The results are clear. Companies with mature data-driven capabilities consistently outperform their peers in both market share and financial metrics. Apple exemplifies this approach, focusing on brand experiences over price promotions, resulting in strong customer loyalty and premium pricing power. While short-term tactics may boost immediate sales, strategic brand investments build lasting competitive advantages. When Porsche launched their Turbo Cabriolet, they didn't just create beautiful ads, they implemented personalized URLs to track exactly which prospects engaged with their materials and how that engagement translated into dealership visits and sales. This precision allowed them to calculate the exact return on their marketing investment and refine their approach for future campaigns. Similarly, DuPont transformed their Tyvek building materials marketing through a NASCAR partnership with Jeff Gordon. Rather than simply hoping for the best, they meticulously tracked how race weekends correlated with dealer activity and consumer interest, justifying their significant sponsorship investment with hard data. Perhaps most impressive was Sears' reinvention of direct mail marketing. By analyzing customer data to identify which segments would respond to specific offers, they dramatically increased both revenues and margins while actually reducing overall marketing spend. What makes these examples so powerful is how they use data not just to measure past performance, but to predict future outcomes. This predictive capability creates a virtuous cycle. Each campaign generates new insights that improve the accuracy of future predictions, leading to continuously improving results. The shift from viewing marketing as purely creative to seeing it as a data-informed discipline doesn't diminish creativity. It amplifies its impact by ensuring creative efforts reach the right audience at the right time. When economic storms gather, most companies instinctively slash marketing budgets. Yet counterintuitively, market leaders often increase marketing investments during downturns. Why? Because they recognize the opportunity to gain market share while competitors retreat. Analysis of past recessions reveals a striking pattern. Firms that maintained or increased advertising during economic downturns experienced significantly higher sales growth both during and after the recession compared to those that cut back. When Intel maintained its Intel Inside campaign during the 2001 recession while competitors slashed budgets, they emerged with strengthened brand equity and market position. Similarly, Johnson Controls used the 2008-2009 recession to reposition its brand when competitors couldn't maintain visibility. What makes this approach possible is the ability to measure marketing impact with reasonable accuracy. Without data-driven insights, increasing marketing spend during a recession would indeed be risky. But with robust analytics, companies can identify opportunities that others miss and capitalize on them when competition is weakest. Think about it this way. During downturns, customer attention becomes more available as competitors reduce their marketing presence, while the cost of reaching customers often decreases. This creates a perfect opportunity for companies with the courage and analytical capability to maintain or even increase their marketing investments, focusing on high-return activities while others are forced to retreat. Establishing a data-driven marketing approach requires defining clear objectives before determining what data to collect. Many organizations mistakenly gather data without purpose, limiting its eventual utility. Think of it like building a house. You need blueprints before construction begins. Royal Bank of Canada demonstrates this targeted approach well. By focusing specifically on retirement account behavior patterns, they achieved significant campaign improvements without massive infrastructure investments. The lesson? Let business strategy guide data strategy, not vice versa. The path to data-driven marketing faces five key challenges: getting started, establishing causality, addressing data gaps, securing resources, and overcoming cultural resistance. Analysis paralysis can stem from overwhelming data volumes, while proving marketing activities cause specific outcomes presents analytical challenges. B2B companies struggle with customer identification through channel partners. Resource constraints affect technology, talent, and training investments. Cultural resistance often emerges as marketing traditionally relies on creative intuition rather than analytics. Success comes from starting small, running controlled experiments, finding innovative ways to gather customer insights, building infrastructure gradually, and cultivating a culture that balances creativity with analytics. Netflix exemplifies this approach, having evolved from DVD by mail to a data-driven streaming leader through incremental capability building. The most powerful marketing combines creativity and analytics in harmony. This creative X factor multiplies results when innovative thinking is guided by data. Blendtec's Will It Blend campaign exemplifies this. A simple product demonstration became viral content through data-driven distribution and optimization. Old Spice's The Man Your Man Could Smell Like campaign also succeeded by merging creative content with analytics to effectively target both female purchasers and male users. Data-guided resource allocation and message refinement throughout the campaign. These examples show how data and creativity complement rather than oppose each other. Data reveals what resonates with customers, while creativity transforms these insights into compelling messages. Today's complete marketers bridge both worlds, using data to inform, measure, and refine creative work. This balanced approach combines the art of persuasion with the science of measurement to create campaigns that are both memorable and measurable.